Maybe we ought to help her, Tavallaro said. Get the point nailed down, one way or the other. Before the election. That gives you a little less than 6 months, Pancho said. Holly turned to Tavallaro. Raul, would you fly the mission to the rings? He looked startled. Me? I'm not an astronaut. But you flew spacecraft when you were at the Jupiter station. I read that in your personnel file. Yeah, a couple, he replied warily. But I'm not going to fly Wonderly to the rings and pick her up again. That's too risky for me.
But we need a pilot.
Get somebody else, Tavallaro said firmly. Pancho said, There must be lots of qualified rocket jocks in this habitat.
Not as many as you think, Holly replied. I've scoured the personnel records.
Hell's bells! I could fly it myself, said Pancho, if you can't get anybody else.
Get somebody else, Wanamaker said. You're too old to risk your neck out there.
Too old? Pancho's nostrils flared.
Too out of practice, Wanamaker quickly amended.
Pancho grumbled. That's better.
There's something else, Holly said, suddenly looking gloomy.
What?
Zero pop, she said.
What's that got to do with the ring creatures? Pancho asked.
Holly explained, If we want to allow the habitat's population to expand, we're going to need a source of funding to build new habitats to house the growing population.
Not for lots of years, Pancho said.
Sooner or later, Holly insisted, and probably sooner. Besides, it takes a lot of years to build one of these flying stovepipes, and a lot of funding.
Mining the rings could provide the money, Wanamaker said.
Tavallaro nodded knowingly. Then we better help Dr. Wonderly bring in some samples from the rings.
And hope like hell she doesn't find anything alive in them, Pancho said.
Titan Alpha. The ethane rainstorm slowly moved across the land, raining fat drops of liquid that spattered onto the slushy ground and drummed against the armored hull of Titan Alpha. The sensors showed that despite the frigid temperature of the ground, the falling rain did not freeze but flowed across the ice, even eroding it slightly as it ran downslope along gullies and rills. Alpha's master program decided to follow the slightly sloping ground, gathering data as it moved slowly onward. Collectors in the roof took in samples of the drumming rain for analysis. The liquid was largely ethane, although a complex mix of other hydrocarbons were present, as well as 14% of liquid water. Liquid water was an important biomarker. The biology program was immediately activated to participate in the analysis. The master program, meanwhile, pondered a conundrum. How can water remain liquid at temperatures of nearly 200 degrees below zero? It took all of 53 billion nanoseconds before the master program arrived at a tentative conclusion. The water can remain liquid because it is mixed with the ethane and other hydrocarbons, which, together with the high atmospheric pressure, raises the freezing point of the fluid far enough to allow the mixture to remain liquid. The biology program was instructed to search for organic molecules and/or viable organisms in the water-laced ethane samples. Organics were there in plentiful, easily identifiable amounts. Actual organisms, unicellular or even protocellular molecular organisms, were not found. While this sampling and analysis was being performed, Alpha continued heading down the slight slope of the ground, following the rivulets of the ethane water mixture across the muddy landscape. The rain was actually clearing much of the methane slush from the underlying ice, sluicing it downhill in gurgling streams. At last, the rainstorm passed, and Alpha's infrared sensors scanned the higher clouds that perpetually covered the sky. A faint glow low on the horizon showed where the sun was. There was an even fainter patch of light higher above, several degrees wider. The navigation program concluded that it was the planet Saturn, Titan's primary, the planet around which it revolved. Even under the best magnification, though, nothing of the planet's main body or its rings could be resolved through the murky clouds. The forward sensors reported a sizable stream ahead, a meandering brook of ethane-laced water flowing across the vehicle's projected path. Width, 11 meters. Depth, unknown. After 4 billion nanoseconds, the master program decided to follow this stream to see where it led. Consulting both the geology and biology programs, the master program concluded that the stream most likely fed into one of the seas. It found an imperative in the geology program. If there are ethane streams, determine how they mix with the known seas. A similar requirement existed in the biology program. If organic molecules are located on the surface, determine if they have developed into viable organisms. Titan Alpha followed the flowing stream toward one of the ice-encrusted seas that dotted the moon's frozen ground.
9 January, 2096, morning. Manuel Gaeta usually wore a sassy, almost insolent smile on his rugged face. After all, he had braved some of the most dangerous environments in the solar system and lived through them. He had made a living out of performing such feats. But now, surrounded by Holly, Wonderly, Pancho, and Tavalera, he looked wary, on guard. Chris Cardenas, sitting beside him, also seemed highly dubious. They were out in the lakeside park on the outskirts of Athens, in the warm, never-failing sunshine of mid-morning, sitting bunched together on a pair of benches that they dragged to face each other. Holly had chosen this spot in imitation of Eberly. No one could eavesdrop on them out here, she thought, and they could see anyone else approaching from hundreds of meters away.
"Let me get this straight," Gaeta said slowly, trying to sort out what they were telling him. "You want me to let Nadia use the suit for a zip through the rings?"
"Not a zip," Wonderly replied instantly. "I'm going to the rings to collect samples."
Gaeta nodded cautiously. "Uh-huh. And you want me to train you?"
"And run the mission," Holly said, "the way Fritz, what's his name, did for you."
"Von Helmholtz," Gaeta murmured absently.
Cardenas interjected. "You want to fly the mission yourself, Nadia? Not ask Manny to do it." "No, I'll go myself," said Wonderly, with the complete seriousness of a woman who had made up her mind. "It's my problem, and I'll do the job myself, but I need your help."
"You'll need more than me," Gaeta pointed out. "More than one man controlling the mission. Fritz had 6 guys with him, remember?"
Wonderly turned to Holly. "Can you get me 6 engineers?" Before Holly could reply, Gaeta said, "They've got to have experience controlling excursion missions. And I'll need someone to fly the transfer craft to the rings and then pick me up afterward." Holly said, "I can rummage through the personnel files and dig up a 6 engineers, I guess. But it means taking them off their existing jobs."
"You're chief of human resources," said Pancho. "You can finagle files, can't you?"
"It's more than that," Holly replied. "I've got to do this without bringing it up to Eberly. If he gets a whiff of what we're doing, he'll shut us down like that." She snapped her fingers.
Pancho smiled knowingly. "Midnight requisitioning. I've done that once or twice over the years. You can do it. I'll show you how." "Thanks," said Holly, dubiously.
Gaeta looked Wonderly square in the eyes.
"You know, there's a good chance that you'll be killing yourself, don't you?"
She nodded wordlessly. Holly pointed a finger at Gaeta. "Manny, we've got to see to it that Nadia gets to the rings and back in one piece. It's important, vital. We've all got to get this job done, and done right."
Gaeta shrugged his shoulders. "I still don't think it's worth a risk."
"Listen up," Holly snapped. "The whole future of this habitat depends on what's in those rings. If there aren't any living critters in there, we can mine the ice and make a fortune out of it. With that money, we can build new habitats and allow our population to expand." "But if I find living organisms?" Wonderly challenged. Holly spread her hands in a gesture of uncertainty. "Then we won't generate the money to build new habitats. We'll have to continue to restrict our population growth, which I don't think will be possible for much longer."
"Something's gotta give," Pancho muttered.
They all turned toward Wonderly. "So you all would like to see me fail, then?" she asked, her voice plaintive.
No, Cardenas said firmly.